You are about to hear the fourth and final play in the Reunión Revolución Radio Festival, El Toro y la Niña by Julia Rosa Sosa, featuring Itzel Martinez, Romantía Sermata, Brandon Salgado, and Valerie Santos.
La Niña is a little traviesa that has a complicated relationship with the world, including her abuela. One night, after yet another disagreement with her abuela, she unexpectedly begins a journey with a bull looking for a new life, a life away from bullfighting. These two unlikely friends will begin a journey for their definition of home.
Torito, descansa. Save your energy. We have to see the sunrise.
The sunrise?
Yeah, the sunrise. Remember when we met?
Sorry. Sometimes I forget things.
Oh, Toro, you'll love the sunrise. It's gonna remind you of when we were little.
Tell me again how we met.
I was all chorreada and chimuela. You had all your teeth and some extra. You were half your size and I was half of mine. We were tiny. Chicles! Chicles, cacahuates, pistachios, 3 por 15.
Give me 2 packs of cacahuates.
That's going to be 10 pesos.
That's not a deal.
These cacahuates are very pipiris nice. You want them or not?
Yeah, I'll take them. Here you go.
Excuse me, you forgot your change.
Keep it.
Disculpe, what time is it?
10 p.m.
Abuelita's gonna kill me. Oh, thank you. Bye. I run as fast as a truck. As fast as a truck.
Mocosa, ¿dónde fregados andabas?
Abuelita, I was...
Fíjate que no te mandas sola.
No, abuelita, it's not what you think. I was selling chicles.
Es la misma de siempre. You think you are your own boss? Who did you ask permission to sell stuff on the streets?
I just wanted to...
No estés de contestona.
How do you want me to answer your questions if you tell me not to talk back? Mean old ugly lady.
¿Cómo me llamaste?
I said, abuela fea y amargada.
Get out of my sight now!
I run as fast as a beast. Ouch! Ay, my knee. Sana, sana, cunita de rana. Oh, what's that sound? Oh, it stopped. What does it say there? Tomorrow, bullfighter, matador, ridres at the plaza de to. Who's hiding in the shadows? I'm not afraid. Orale. What do I see with my 2 big brown eyes? Nobody's gonna believe me. A toro inside a ring? You don't scare me. See these hands? I can slap you with them. Ugly. You are so ugly and dumb.
I'll forgive you for your hurtful words, and I won't kill you if you help me get off this Plaza de Toros.
Go away! They're gonna come and save me!
Who are they? Everyone is at the fair.
Move! Let me go!
I can't! I will kill you if you don't help me get out of here. Matador Rodriguez is going to kill me tomorrow.
See these feet? I can kick you with them.
I don't want to, but if I have to, I will crush you with my foot. Like this!
No! It hurts! Yeah. I'll help you. Please, but please don't kill me. I don't know how to be dead.
Just open the door behind me.
Okay, I can do that. See? It's open.
Thank you.
So where are you going to go?
to find my home.
Where's your home?
It's by the green hills, passing the big trees. There is the biggest sign made of shiny metal with the face of a bull, like mine.
I know those hills. They're by the north. That's the way my mom left.
¿Qué dijiste?
I said que... I would like to go with you. I don't like it here.
Fine. You can come with me. Only because you know the way.
I have to tell my grandmother goodbye first. Can I ride on top of you?
Yep.
Hey, Toro. Look! We're invisible at night! Oh, we're getting there. That's my house.
Why is it so tiny?
Because we don't need that much space.
Why is it a box?
So we don't get wet when the sky cries. Wait here. Abuelita, I have to go help the bull to find his house. And then maybe he can help me find my ama. We're going north where my ama left from. I love you so much, even though I make you mad all the time. Mwah.
What kind of animal is your grandmother? I have never heard those sounds.
Human. Toro, do you have your house address?
When they bought me, the last thing I saw was the hills. I don't remember if between the hills or past the hills.
Okay, but it's going north, right?
Yes. When we were coming in the wagon to this town, on the road I saw a sign with a bull face that made itself smaller and smaller as the truck got close to here.
Okay, I think we can find it. There are children who laugh a lot. There are girls who don't laugh so much. When people ask me to smile, I show my teeth like a dog about to bite, and they say, "You look prettier like that." I think they're actually scared. Because I'm a beast about to bite.
You don't scare me. But your abuela, she does scary noises.
Ay, my abuelita. I have so many abuelitas. All of them live in one body. I love the grandmother of Tuesday. She is the happiest. She makes 1, 2, 3 quesadillas. She makes me so much food. Once, I ate so much. My belly exploded, and the doctor had to sew it back together.
Sounds painful and delicious.
Thursday Abuelita is the most hardworking. She joins the night people, puts her stockings on, paints her face like a beautiful clown, draws a smile, and puts on these gigantic high heels. The rest of the weekend, I have a ghost grandma who creates a path of perfume when she leaves with the night people.
What about your mom? How many do you have?
Only one. I don't know her a lot. She left to the north to get dollars, but that happened when I was super tiny. I'm gonna meet her when we go north. And you? Where is your mom?
I don't remember much. I have just one memory. I have a matador that hits and feeds. He is not like your grandmother. He just has one personality.
Toro, when you get tired, tell me, and it'll be my turn to carry you. I'm bored. Let's play a game.
What's a game?
It's when you guess the things you say, and then you feel better because you got them right.
You think we are far enough from your town for us to play games?
We are a trillion million kilometers away. We're fine. Let's see. What has 4 legs, is black, and has horns?
A goat called Luis! I met him when I was a little bull, and he was grumpy.
No, that's not right.
But that is Luis's description.
Oh my god, you don't get it. But tell me about Luis. What is his favorite color?
I never asked him.
Make it up.
It is the color of the sky! Like me.
The color of the sky at night? But right now, the sky's so many colors. I didn't notice it when it changed from black to colorful. I got so distracted talking to you.
All of those colors Luis likes too. He loves to see when the sun goes down and goes up.
Why?
Because there are so many colors, and every day is different. It's like a show, but a good kind of show.
I have never seen the sun waking up.
I love it. It's quiet until the rooster starts to wake everybody up.
From now on, my favorite color is sunrise. Torito, look at that pink. I've never seen anything like that color. I want my first bike to be that pink.
It's so beautiful.
We should lay for a little and sleep. Come on, get down.
Toro, can I ask you a question?
No.
Please.
Let's just sleep.
Fine. Are cows your girlfriends?
I don't have a cow friend. I once saw a very beautiful cow, but it was just a glimpse.
What is her name? Perhaps I know her.
She moo her name to me. Muria.
Doña Chefina takes care of a cow named Muria?
Do you know her? Híjole, no, don't tell her, please.
That's so cute. But do you want to be a boyfriend or husband?
I am still very young. Although, she makes the most beautiful sounds with her cincero when she walks. Besides, I don't know what a husband is.
Sometimes a husband is like dad, but I think you need to have a job to be a husband.
A job?
A job is the thing you do because you have to.
I had a job, entertaining people, but I didn't like it.
With Matador Rodriguez?
You say it weird, but yes, Rodriguez.
Is he a killer?
Why would his name be Matador if he isn't a killer? They kill toros for entertainment. They make us mad, and they make us fight, and then they kill us. I am still too young, but that is what they do with older ones, and I guess I now look old enough.
Toro, we have to tell the police.
The police don't do anything. In fact, they are probably looking for us.
Why?
Because I was his property, and I am not anymore.
I'm glad I helped you out, and now we're on an adventure to the north. Good night. I mean, good morning, but good night.
Breakfast is ready. Anyone hungry around here? No one? Because I'll have to eat it by myself. Come on, get out of your hiding. If you want me to apologize, I will. I made your favorite. Mija? Have you seen my granddaughter? Has anyone seen mi niña? Help me, please! You, donkey!
You know my name.
Mauricio, have you seen my granddaughter?
Didn't she run away? I don't blame her the way you yelled last night. I saw when she stole that bull.
What bull?
The one that came for the fair. He was going to be chop-chop today. Everyone is looking for him. Why do you think I'm roaming free?
My child hasn't stolen anything. Don't you dare say that kind of stuff so loud. Where did they go?
They were heading to the hills.
Please give me a ride.
If you give me those veggies you have in your backyard.
Yes.
Todas las calabacitas.
Toro, are you awake? Wait, what are you doing?
Drinking water.
Guacala, don't drink water from puddles, Toro. That's gross.
It's just water.
There's a little store over there.
We can't go. We are not invisible. It's so bright.
I'll tell you a secret, but you have to keep it a secret. Sometimes I borrow things and I don't give them back.
Why?
Because I eat them.
I'll wait here for you.
Esas tierras del rincón las sembré con un huepando, se me reventó el barzón y sigue la yunta andando cuando llega media tierra.
Wait, isn't that stealing?
Run, Torito!
Why? What happened? The matador found us? What are those bags you got there?
Oh, I borrowed some chips. Toro, run!
Why are we running?
Run! Toro, keep running. You want us to get caught?
No!
If they find us, we could get in trouble. They'll get mad at me for taking things that aren't mine. And they're gonna take you back to the matador.
I didn't do anything. I can't risk being with you.
Don't leave. It's gonna start raining and I'm far from home.
Why did you take that food if it wasn't yours?
I don't know. Maybe because I can? But I'm sorry that what I did could have ruined our adventure.
I don't like to fight. I just want to eat and play. Eat your stolen food and let's go. I want to find my home.
We're close to the next town. I can see some houses here. It shouldn't be that long after that long run.
Do you think the matador does bad things to me because he can?
Dark, rainy clouds are starting to fill the sky. I apologize. I get many impulses sometimes.
Me too. Especially when I become angry. I accept your apology. Okay, my turn. What is fluffy, gray, and sometimes cry?
A sheep named Pedro.
No, a cloud.
I know, I was just being a payasa.
Mauricio, look, over there, it's Mija.
Oh, you have to walk. They are going uphill and I have bad knees.
Come on, Mauricio. Fine, you can have all the calabacitas.
Deal.
Mija!
Did you hear something?
No, but there.
What?
There it is! My home!
Toro, that's not your... Toro, that's a power line.
That's the sign. There, it looks like me. Look at the pointy things. They are my horns. And look at the ears.
Mija, here you are. Toro, get away from my child.
No, abuelita, he's my friend.
I told you she took him.
Toro, don't run. Please stop. Come back, that's dangerous.
You don't get it. That is the only thing I've seen that looks like the sign in my memory.
We have to leave. We are in a thunderstorm.
Abuelita, please let me help my friend. My only friend. He thinks his home is in that hill where the electric power line is. Because it kind of looks like a bull standing up.
That was my only clue to get home.
Toro, listen to her. We need to find shelter. There is thunder and lightning that can strike us and hurt us.
But my home, the rancho.
Those things that look like bulls are not bulls. They're things built to move electricity. You see the strings that power line has? They are connected to another one that looks just like this one. The hills are too tall for us to see beyond.
Hey, Toro, animal to animal. Look around, this is just a hill. Not a ranch. There aren't any cows or sheep.
Torito, come with me.
If I go with you, they are going to kill me. And I need to find my home.
You can hide in my house. If we have each other, we can make our own home. Look, Bull, today is Tuesday. My grandma is very happy.
What?
Abuelita, today you are happy. You don't smell bad or have to put the heels on. Can I take the bull home? I can take care of him just like I do with myself. He can take care of me when you leave at night.
Mija, I'm so sorry.
So yes?
I'm sorry. He can't come with us. Our house is too small for a bull like him.
But he is my only friend.
I am going to be fine, Niña.
We have to leave. Now.
I'll be around.
Dodo!
Goodbye. And then what happened?
Torito, as soon as that dumb matador left the town, which was almost immediately because he didn't have you to give a corrida de toros, I asked Mauricio to take me to you. We told Doña Chefina about a young, beautiful bull.
I never found my home.
You did. She took you in and cared for you. You met Muria and all the other cows. You had babies, and your babies had babies. I saved all my pesos, and I got you a big metal sign with your face on it.
Why can't I remember this?
Because we're old, and we have lived a beautiful life. Now we don't have to worry about it. We can be old and see the sunrise, like shows in the sky with all of those colors.
Hey, I remember that shade of pink.
Me too. I thought I was never going to see it again. And here it is.
You just heard El Toro y la Niña by Julia Rosa Sosa, directed by Adriana Dominguez. The play featured Itzel Martinez as Abuela, Román Tieso Mata as Mauricio and Pedestrian, Brandon Salgado as Toro, and Valerie Santos as Niña. The sound design was by Ian Gilliam. Ruben Villa was the stage manager.